As I was finished getting wheat varieties sorted for my plots this weekend, I started thinking about the differences in wheat coleoptile lengths of each wheat variety, and I thought we should discuss them just a little bit today. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based agronomic information to you for you to apply it on your farm. So let's chat just a few minutes about wheat coleoptile lengths. That coleoptile is the protective structure that surrounds the developing wheat leaves. It's a tough, leaf-like structure that pushes through the soil and out of the soil surface after the wheat seed germinates. Now we all know there's differences in coleoptile lengths between wheat varieties. Coleoptile lengths are usually rated as short, medium, medium-long, and long. Many times you'll not have an actual length associated with these categories. That's because there's many factors that affect the length of the wheat coleoptile, including planting depth and the soil temperature. So the soil temperatures are really quite warm right now. In fact, I put a soil thermometer in the ground on Saturday afternoon. In the tilled soil at the 2-inch depth, the temperature was 85 degrees, and at the 4-inch depth, it was 82.4 degrees. Now that's pretty warm. But what about some of the no-till? So no-till stubble with residue on the soil surface, it was 82 degrees at the 2-inch depth and 80 degrees at 4-inch. While this was pretty warm, it's not completely surprising because I took these temperatures at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and that soil had all afternoon to warm up and it was pretty warm on Saturday. So why is all of this important? The warm soil temperatures can shorten the wheat coleoptile. When this happens, that coleoptile can quit growing before it reaches the soil surface, and that wheat will leaf out underground. I've seen wheat do this, and some of the plants will get leaves above the soil surface, and some plants will not. So you might be wondering how your wheat variety is rated for coleoptile length. For varieties rated as medium short, we have WB Grainfield, WB4269, and Post Rock. An estimated length for these wheat varieties for the medium short is around 2.5 inches. Now that's truly just an estimate. Now for medium length coleoptiles, we have Langan, SY Monument, SY Rugged, and the ever popular TAM 114. Now medium long varieties include Avery, Bird, Oakley CL, TAM 112, Tatanka, and Winterhawk. An estimate for their coleoptile length is about 3.25 inches long. Now we do have varieties that are rated for long coleoptiles, and they include Brawl, Denali, TAM 111, and WB4462. So what does all this mean for you guys who are out drilling wheat? Mainly, I just want you to be aware of how deep you're drilling your wheat. Make sure you check the depth a couple of times, not just when you're starting in a field. Make a stop part of the way through a pass and just check to see what the depth of that seed really is at. The seeding depth of 1.5 to 2 inches is really recommended. Seeding wheat deeper than 3 inches can start causing some challenges with emergence, especially on those varieties who have a shorter coleoptile, or if we would happen to have a rain that would wash some of those furrows down just a bit in those tilled soils. If you'd like to check the coleoptile length of the variety that you're drilling, I have a chart posted on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy. If you have any other questions, you can contact me, Jeannie Falk Jones, at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, and St. Francis, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby.